Yeah, here we go. Now, you remember Bob Seger, right?
Big Bob Seger fan.
There you go. That's the running through my head this morning. Fighting the Raiders and the wind, but both sides had the wind against them. Were you down at the stadium at all? Is this still part of your protocol or what's?
Yeah, I was there.
All right. So as windy and snowy as it was, you in your preview said no matter what, rain, snow, or sunshine, you expect a high-scoring game. You didn't put wind in there, which is kind of the qualifier for the way things went yesterday. Sure, Mother Nature is part of it, but what was going on with the Browns and not able to stop the run or do much of anything, really?
Yeah, the weather did play a part, but what's interesting to me is sometimes you get those weather games and there can still be a bunch of points because there can be fumbles and interceptions. You know, it just kind of gets weird scoring. And sometimes the field gets sloppy and guys fall down and it leads to easy touchdowns. But yesterday, I thought both coaches kind of decided to button it up, run the ball, throw short, and keep the ball forever. I mean, the Raiders had three possessions, I want to say, that lasted more than 8 minutes. So there weren't a lot of possessions. The Raiders had seven, the Browns had six, and that really took away some chances to score, which is why it wasn't the shootout that I think a lot of people thought it was going to be. And to me, it came down to the defense couldn't stop the run and continued to have problems on third and fourth down. And then the Browns offensively couldn't score a touchdown, and part of that was drops. You know, Jarvis Landry doesn't catch the ball in the third quarter. It's ruled a touchdown. They go to review. It's ruled incomplete. They have to kick a field goal, so it's 6-6 instead of 10-6. The Browns then are trailing by a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and David Njoku drops a pass that would have been a first down, probably at the 25-yard line of the Raiders. Instead, the Browns have to punt. The Raiders keep the ball for forever, kick a field goal, and now it's a 10-point game. So there were opportunities there for the Browns. They just didn't do enough on offense in that run defense, which had been good heading into the game. They were fifth in the league, just couldn't stop the Raiders and couldn't get off the field.
There was a point where Myles Garrett was out of the game because of his injury. What's his status, and how did that impact the game yesterday?
Yeah, it definitely had an influence on the game. He's getting an MRI this morning. We've not gotten the results yet. He only played 33 of 72 snaps yesterday, and probably in a normal game, he would have played 65 of those snaps. So you're missing your best player for, let's just say, 30 snaps. That has an impact, and it's not only a pass-rushing impact, right? We know he has 9 sacks. He had a sack in 6 straight games. The streak was broken yesterday. He might be your best run defender, right? So that makes a difference, not having him out there. He said if he can walk or run on it, he'll play coming out of the bye week. But you can only do that if the knee is structurally okay. So the MRI today is important. I think there's more optimism regarding his knee than Odell Beckham Jr.'s a week ago, right, when Odell went straight to the locker room and never came out. Miles played, just not as much as he would have. So we'll know for sure probably by noon today at the latest. And the hope is that they don't miss him that he won't miss any games because this defense is bad enough with Myles Garrett making game-changing plays. I'd hate to think of what it would be without Myles Garrett.
How concerned should we be where we are at the bye week? Or is this, or at this point, you know, 5 wins is where we're at? Still manageable?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you would take that tact with that. And Baker Mayfield said it after the game, you know, we're ticked off. We're way better than 5-3. The slack room's ticked off. We're going to figure it out. But the fact is, 5-3, I think, exceeds most people's expectations heading into the season. You know, the first two losses were blowouts, sure, but they were two of maybe the best 3 teams in the AFC. The Raiders are kind of in the Browns' same class. They're competing for a wild card spot. And they lost, but they lost the game in, you know, kind of funky conditions. And so, to me, I think the Browns and their fans should take a breath, say, hey, 5-3 is still good. It still puts the Browns in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they have the 7th AFC playoff spot, which is new this year. There's an extra playoff spot. And then the schedule's pretty easy coming out of the bye. The Texans are bad. They also play the Jets and Giants later in the year. They play the Jaguars. So if they win the games they should win, they're going to be in the heat of this, right? The heat of the playoff chase in December and then at the start of January. So I know yesterday was tough to take, but I really think 5-3 is nothing to be sad about.
Scott, so here we are at the bye week. Is there a player on the team that has really sort of stepped up his game, that has progressed in a way that you think, hey, this guy's really something?
Well, off the top of my head, Myles Garrett. I know he was a number one pick in 2017, but he had never consistently played to his immense talent. He had the suspension last year for the helmet thing. He's been to one Pro Bowl. He just wasn't the dominant player. And then the Browns gave him that huge extension anyway, 5 years, $125 million. And he's played like the best defensive player in the league. So I think he has made a huge jump. And then if you went outside of him, I thought Denzel Ward, the cornerback, has played really well. I thought he played pretty well his first 2 years. I think he's taken it up a notch. I don't know if there's a guy, the guy that's kind of come out of nowhere, so to speak, I'll give you two, is right guard Wyatt Teller, who hopefully the Browns are hoping to get him back after the bye. He had a strained calf. They expect him to be healthy after the bye. And they missed him. The run game has not been the same, and part of it's Nick Chubb for sure. Let's not take anything away from the running back, Nick Chubb. Part of it is Wyatt Teller, right guard. And he was kind of the forgotten man on the offensive line and was probably playing the best of anyone on the offensive line. And then rookie tight end Harrison Bryant. He had a big fumble yesterday on the Browns' first possession, but he's played well. He stepped up when Austin Hooper's been out after the appendectomy. So, he's a fourth-round pick. I don't know if expectations were really high for him, and I think he's played well.
We're at some deadline for acquiring players. A trade deadline of some sort going on today?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Is there any activity or you think of what might be any needs or any inclination of what might happen?
Yeah, I do think the Browns will be active. I think when you're 5-3 and have the playoffs in sight and you're a young team with plenty of salary cap space, I think they should be aggressive. And I think that is GM Andrew Berry's style. If we're talking about what positions they should target, I think there's a few. You'd probably start with defensive end. I've spent a lot of time today talking about Myles Garrett. Even if Myles is healthy and they say, okay, you're going to be good, fine, they haven't given Myles a lot of help in the pass rush. And I think if you have weaknesses other places on defense, which the Browns do, one way to cover those up is by getting to the quarterback. And they haven't done that successfully enough. Olivier Vernon, the other end, finally showed up yesterday with two sacks in the first half, his first two sacks of the season. That would not keep me from going and getting somebody else to try to rush the passer. I think you need a speed threat at receiver. Obviously, they're missing Odell Beckham Jr. for the rest of the year, and you can't replace everything that Odell does, but you can go try to replace that speed and make the defense respect the deep ball. And I don't think the Browns have anyone on their roster that makes the defense do that. So I would look for a speed guy at receiver and then maybe a free safety. I think that's been a need since the rookie Grant Delpit was lost for the year with a torn Achilles in August. They haven't replaced him yet, so maybe they just figure we're going to go with who we got for the rest of the year. But that would be number third on my list.
What happened now during this bye week as far as the protocol for players and everybody else? Did they just sort of stay around and just or take a couple days off? What's their plans for this?
Well, normally they would leave town, right? Normally the coaches keep them around for a day or two, and then they get at least Thursday through Sunday off. Those are the rules in the collective bargaining agreement. But with COVID-19, they still have to be tested on a daily basis. So nobody's going anywhere. But Kevin Stefanski promised to take care of the guys. They've had so many injuries that my guess is they come in today, look at film, and then he gives them the rest of the week off. And they show up again next Monday.
Is this the player's first big experience with sort of crazy weather at the stadium, or have we been through this before with some of them? It's hard to remember.
You mean like this year?
Yeah, well, at least.
Well, I mean, obviously it's the first one this year, but yeah. No, the weather gets dicey down there all the time. But this was extreme, right? I mean, there's rain, there's snow, there's wind. This was extreme, and, you know, if I had to guess or estimate, I would say one game every 3 years kind of gets like that, where it turns into a quote-unquote weather game, right? It becomes about the run. The kicker, you know, aims for the right upright, and it hits the left upright, that kind of thing. So you do see it, but your point is there's a bunch of young guys on this team. It's probably a new experience to many of those guys, but, you know, the fact is the Raiders play in a dome, and they come from the desert. And, you know, because you can run the ball in any type of weather, it didn't really affect them.
Our punter seems to have a leg that'll cut through any weather, by the way. I just thought that yesterday, saw with his kicks. But speaking of punts, I also heard that we haven't forced a punt, like only one punt in the last couple of games. So that's
not very good.
Odd indication of, you know, how things can go. But we've got a bye week we'll look forward to. We'll talk with you again next Monday as we prep in for the next game on the schedule. But, Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.